Hello and welcome. This is the Top 5 on Press TV. A group of international aid organizations have called on the United States to halt its military support to Saudi Arabia, arguing that it would save millions of lives in Yemen.
By providing such extensive military and diplomatic support for one side of the conflict, the United States is deepening and prolonging a crisis that has immediate and severe consequences for Yemen, and civilians are paying the price.
The aid organizations warn that 14 million people are at risk of starvation in Yemen if the U.S. does not act. They added that starvation should not be used as a weapon of war against Yemeni civilians. The charities also called the U.S. to back up its recent call for a cessation of hostilities in Yemen with genuine diplomatic pressure, mainly on Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. More than 15,000 Yemeni people have been killed since Saudi Arabia and its allies launched their military campaign on Yemen in 2015. To discuss that more, we're joined live from Westchester by Mr. Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University. Thank you very much, sir, for once again joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, this is not surprising. We've heard charity organizations calling for the cessation of war in Yemen, but we haven't seen any action so far yet. Even the United Nations, who sent its envoy there, still hasn't been able to bring about any changes. Do you believe that this recent move would prompt the U.S. to do something about this or not?
No, I don't think so. What we're witnessing here is part and parcel of the general collapse of international law, and the ideals that were established after World War II. In the United States, Donald Trump is a sort of culmination of this process of abandonment. Though it doesn't originate with him, but it's clear that he's not moved. He cannot be moved. He refuses to be moved by these types of humanitarian calls. I'm not even sure he is aware of them because he's very selective about what he chooses to listen to and chooses to ignore. And those around him also censor what comes to him. So no, I do not think this is going to change policy.
But at least it is going to raise awareness about the situation in Yemen and the situation of the Yemeni people. Do you think it will prompt the international community to push for some kind of action?
Well, it depends upon what we're talking about in terms of international community. Clearly, as you stated, well, we've heard this before from humanitarian organizations, and so their ability to impact governments and therefore policy has been demonstrated to be very, very limited. Now, of course, it will make more people aware and concerned, but generally speaking, even people who are aware and concerned don't really know how to organize the types of pressure that can change policy. So it's part of a general buildup of awareness, but when and how that translates into the kind of pressure that makes governments behave differently is anybody's guess.
So do you see any end to the suffering of the Yemeni people considering the situation right now?
Oh, in the long term, I guess there will be an end to it. but clearly the Saudis are convinced that there's only one kind of end, and that's conquest and victory. And starvation of the regions controlled by the Houthi are now part and parcel of that strategy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.